This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Thank you and good afternoon. A family-owned company based in O'Fallon, Illinois, operates worldwide and offers all-natural products focused on agriculture and the environment, animal health, feed additives, and industrial products. Brookside Agro was founded in 1985 on the idea to provide all-natural feed additives for the livestock industry. I talked with Brookside Agro's Director of Sales for North America, Tony Arrow, to find out some history about the business.
Brookside Agro, family-owned company, 1985. It's actually a fifth-generation family-owned company. Don formed this company basically coming from the aspect of in the feed world. Back in the late 70s when antibiotics became the thing to do in feed additives, Don said there was better ways of doing things. And so he was going to go the all-natural process. So in 1985, he formed Brookside Agro. He partnered up with several of his colleagues, some leading scientists. They developed, co-developed different products in poultry, swine, and one man with his vision way back when to go all-natural. He grew this to, we operate in over 96 countries worldwide. We continue to keep growing in that through distribution. You know, Don within himself has a very fascinating background. He had a 37-year career, Master Chief, United States Navy, with organic chemistry, animal nutrition, and was one of ConAgra's leading international travelers building their divisions back in the 70s and go full circle to where we're at today. So, very diverse background.
Tony and I also discussed a new product that's available called H2O Excel. H2O Excel is a water conservation agent and focuses primarily on the health of the soil. Tony was put in charge of the product a few years ago and says he wasn't aware of how beneficial the product could be.
H2O Excel is actually a product that was handed to me about 4 or 5 years ago. I handle our environmental division, and when I was just told more talk points with what it was doing, with my background, I've always been in sales, building divisions. I started off in the turf industry, started working with some local landscapers, master gardeners, and that, and was really experienced many benefits to what H2O Excel was doing. However, I'm not a scientist, but while we were doing university studies, collecting data, continuously kept doing research, as well as working with customers in these different markets, I was really trying to zero in into the agricultural piece. And through a mutual friend, it took some time. That's where I connected with Cardinal Ag Services and Ben Elliott. He looked at me and he says, "You really don't understand what you have in front of you." And I knew it was good, but really zeroing in on soil fertility, soil science, and the modes of action what H2O Excel does. So since that time, we have really stepped up through Ben's company, which is a division of Brookside Agro, and working with growers and multiple different crops all across Midwest. H2O Excel really hits on several very important modes of action, such as the water management, and if you're familiar with fulvics and humid, natural sugars and vitamins and minerals, all in biological, all important ingredients that really taps into soil science. This is what truly that product is about.
Benefits of the product include 30 to 50% less water used on lawns, landscaping, gardens, and crops, as well as less fertilizer needed due to the plant's ability to absorb water, oxygen, and nutrients more efficiently. Tony said the product is very unique and can be applied through center pivots, boom sprayers, and aerial application.
This is a very unique product. I think there's all kinds of products out there that claim or say what to do, but the modes of action and how this is put together, and especially coming from Ben's background into, which, like I said, going into from a chemist standpoint and being on that formulating bench, he knows exactly what's important to the soil on that, and why we're together is because of how H2O Excel is so unique. And there's really not a product out there that really tailors into what it's doing.
If farmers were interested in using this on their farms, how would they apply this product to their crops?
Well, the nice thing about this is, and all depending on, like I said, I just left a grower meeting here, is we were talking application through Center Pivot, if they have the means there, or your typical boom sprayers, or actually I think they were going to do it in the air. I know we're writing up some recommendations right now, but they'll also be applying this from the air.
For more information about H2O Excel, you can contact Tony with Brookside Agra at 618-628-8300. We'll be back with more after these messages. And now it's time for a hay auction preview with Mike Hamilton. Hamilton's Madison County Hay Auction is scheduled for tomorrow morning, starting at 11 a.m.
Well, Katie, so far we've got about five loads of 3x3s. Got some first crop alfalfa. We've got some real good grass, alfalfa mixed. And then we've got some just straight grass and 3x3s. There's probably 75 to 100 round bales in already today. And should end up with 1,000 to 1,500 small squares for tomorrow.
And I know we're getting close to April, so about how many auctions do we have left, or when's the last one?
Right now we're looking at April 9th as our last sale, so be about, including tomorrow, be about four more weeks.
It's hard to believe that there's only four auctions left for the season, but as always, if you'd like more information, you can contact Mike at 618-410-4293 or visit the auction website at hamiltonhayauction.com. In national ag news, agriculture and food industry groups vowed for a continued push to find a compromise on the GMO labeling legislation. American Soybean Association President Richard Wilkins said Wednesday's vote was a temporary detour in a larger effort after the Senate failed to invoke cloture on a voluntary labeling bill by Senate Ag Committee Chairman Pat Roberts. Politico reports the comments echo those made earlier by Roberts himself and were followed by similar statements of confidence from the National Corn Growers Association, the National Council of Farmer Cooperatives, and the Coalition for Safe and Affordable Food. American Soybean Association's president went on to say that industry leaders are close to a solution that helps the industry stay innovative while providing consumers the information they're looking for. He says following the two-week Easter recess, agriculture and food industry groups will get back to work with leaders in the Senate and continue on the path to a compromise. And last but not least, a friendly reminder that you only have until tomorrow to sign up to win those pork certificates. Again, those are from our friends at the Mid-Illinois Pork Producers Association. And to enter the contest, all you need to do is send an email to WSMI at WSMIradio.com, enter the word pork in the subject line, and include your name and phone number. And for an official listing of all the rules of the contest, visit our website at WSMIradio.com. And that's all for your WSMI Farm Show. I'm Katie Bowles.